Avidyne makes the avionics marketplace a lot more interesting. Two are lost when a Piper Cub goes down in Lake Winnebago. And remembering air show performer Greg Poe, this is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, July 26th, 2011. Two people were fatally injured Monday morning after departing Whitman Regional Airport in a Piper Cub. The plane is registered to Kenneth Wood of Mount Carmel, Illinois, and went down in Lake Winnebago, south of Oshkosh. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office said the accident occurred about 11:49 a.m. Central Time, and that two bodies were pulled from the aircraft by the Sheriff's Department's divers. The accident is still under investigation. Avidyne led off Monday morning at Oshkosh, introducing a full line of panel-mounted plug-and-play avionics for general aviation aircraft. The new avionics stack includes the IFD-540 FMS GPS Navcom with touchscreen, a stereo audio panel with marker beacon receiver, a Mode S extended squitter transponder, and the DFC-90 digital autopilot. What Avidyne means by plug-and-play is that you can remove your old Garmin 530 or PS Engineering PMA 8000 audio panel, and the connectors, tray, and antennas will plug into the new Avidyne equipment, greatly cutting installation time and providing a choice for owners of earlier products looking to upgrade. To simplify the regulatory process, the new stack builds on the R9 platform used in the Avidyne Integra. What this means, but was left unsaid by Avidyne CEO Dan Schwinn with a nod and a wink, is that all the pieces are in place to implement touchscreen on the Integra now, similar to how Garmin's G1000 borrowed touchscreen technology from the new GTN 650 and 750 to evolve into the touchscreen G3000. Schwinn promised the same market-leading user-friendliness which has brought Avidyne acclaim in earlier generations. He adds that certification on the new products is expected in 2012, but that recent FAA uncertainty has already caused the date to slide. A new initiative to explore a path to transformative change in the aviation industry was announced Monday by ANN CEO Jim Campbell. The two-day Aviation Transformation Conference, or ATC 2012, will be held in St. Louis, Missouri in March of next year. Joining Campbell on the podium at EAA Media Headquarters were Kestrel President and CEO Alan Klapmeyer, Eclipse developer Vern Rayburn, and former AOPA President Phil Boyer. On the first of 2 days, conference participants will examine what's keeping aviation stalled in failure mode. Campbell says it will be a critical self-examination of, quote, everything wrong with this industry, unquote, conducted in exacting detail so that issues can be categorized, prioritized, and grouped for examination and potential resolution. On day two, conceptual work groups will be tasked with examining the issues distilled from day one to seek initial solution paths and recommendations. Work groups will then present summaries to the whole conference and start preparing a more comprehensive report that will be made available within 30 to 60 days. Campbell says he plans to spend the next 60 days in consultation and in building consensus among the aviation community. This morning at Oshkosh, Aspen Avionics has some major announcements scheduled, and early hints are they'll be genuinely game-changing. And there's a chance for the media to get together with airshow legend Bob Hoover later this morning. If you missed it yesterday, we're now wrapping up each day of AirVenture with a video news and interview summary, streamed live at 7 p.m. Central Time on Aero TV. You can find the stream and the previous day's program on demand at aero-news.net/live. Up next on ANN, Greg Poe Air Shows says it will go on after its founder's death. Chris Heinz Day at Oshkosh draws a crowd. And electronic ignition for your Lycoming is now a reality. You are listening to Aero News. Visit 4flight.com today to learn about 4flight Mobile Version 4. From the new instrument plates organizer to the intelligent nav log, having 4flight Mobile 4 in your flight bag will transform the way you plan and fly every flight.
The DFC-90 all-digital attitude-based autopilot delivers significant performance and safety improvements over previous generation systems. Its innovative flight envelope protection guards against autopilot-induced stalls, and the straight and level mode provides one-button recovery from unusual attitudes for an added measure of safety. Immensely popular within the Cirrus community, the DFC-90 is now being made available for a growing list of aircraft including Piper Matrix and Mirage, Cessna 182s, and Beach Bonanzas and Barons. Fly with confidence. Fly with DFC 90.
Concorde Platinum Series batteries are available for all aircraft and offer extra cranking power, resulting in less draw on the battery per cycle for longer life. Visit booth 2053 at Oshkosh. Concorde, for the heart of your aircraft. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 26th. I'm Paul Plagg. Veteran airshow performer Greg Poe died suddenly after an apparent heart attack on Sunday at age 57. The native of Boise, Idaho, had been performing professionally for over 20 years, acquired over 10,000 flight hours and over 100 types of aircraft in his career. He is survived by his daughter Kelsey, girlfriend Terry, and brothers Russ and Rick Poe. Greg's Ryan J. Poe Foundation was named for his son, who was lost to drug addiction in 2002. From that loss came his Elevate Your Life program, through which he visited and spoke to thousands of middle and high school age kids with a message of aim for the sky, encouraging them to follow their dreams and not let the world distract them from their goals. Greg Poe Airshows Incorporated issued a statement that it intends to continue operations in both the airshow arena and the Ryan J. Poe Foundation, and will be making decisions toward achieving that goal in the near future. A service is being planned and will be released on gregpoe.com and on Facebook at Greg Poe Airshows. Those wishing to make contributions in Greg's memory can make a donation to the Ryan J. Poe Foundation. Over the years, Chris Heintz has introduced more than a dozen successful kit aircraft designs, and Zeniths to Oshkosh gathered owners, enthusiasts, and at least 50 aircraft from around the world to honor him Monday at ConocoPhillips Plaza at AirVenture. Attendees have come from as far away as Australia and New Zealand. Monday was dedicated as Chris Heintz Day, and other events during the week will include forum presentations on the various Zenith models, an address by Chris Heintz at the Homebuilders Hangar, and a banquet. Why does my brand new $500,000 airplane still come with magnetos when my 30-year-old car has electronic ignition? If you're one of those who have asked that question, you'll be happy to know ElectroAir has developed an electronic ignition system for home-built and certified aircraft. The company is ready to equip your experimental now and anticipates a supplemental type certificate for use on four-cylinder Lycomings in mid-August. Advantages include a much hotter spark and variable timing advance up to 39 degrees before top dead center based on manifold pressure. That can help produce 10 to 15% better fuel efficiency, more horsepower when you need it, and improved high-altitude performance. A typical installation will replace a single magneto with the electronic ignition, while retaining the other original magneto as a backup in case of failure of the electronic system or the airplane electric system required to power it. Pricing is normally about $3,500, but there's a show special on for $2,895 right now. Get details at Oshkosh in Exhibit Hangar C or contact sales at electroair.net. Still ahead, Superior Air Parts charts a way forward. Here's morning coffee for a good cause at Whitman. And the biggest landmark at Oshkosh has been renamed. You're listening to Aero News. Aspen Avionics Evolution Synthetic Vision is the most versatile, flexible, affordable synthetic vision on the market. Advanced features include high-resolution terrain rendering, precision flight path marker symbology, predictive caution and warning messages for terrain and obstacles, and easy-to-see 3D traffic targets. User-configurable layouts allow you to put the information where you want, on the PFD, on the MFD, or both. Choose the Evolution layout that works best for you. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Redbird Flight Simulations is dedicated to revolutionizing flight training by designing, manufacturing, and delivering affordable and innovative flight training technologies. Each Redbird device is designed to enhance the training experience for pilots of all levels, from student to ATP. Redbird is quickly becoming the industry standard for flight training. Since Redbird introduced its revolutionary FMX in 2007, colleges, universities, and flight training operations around the world have integrated Redbird products into their curriculum. It's time to discover what Redbird can do for you. Join the migration. We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, July 26th. I'm Paul Plagg. Superior Air Parts, which ended the year 2008 with a bankruptcy filing, is back and now under Chinese ownership. Tim Archer is back as CEO, and announced Monday that Superior has been in negotiations with suppliers as it ramps back up and has discovered that some costs are coming in lower than projected, allowing reduced prices for specific components, including some Millennium cylinder assemblies. He noted that popular Superior products are returning to inventory, with XP engines and kits now being delivered. Vantage engine kits are returning to production soon, and the company is gearing up to meet a brisk demand from rebuilders for its aftermarket cylinders for Lycoming and Continental engines. You can find more detail on this story at aero-news.net, but an interesting prediction from Archer was that U.S. manufacturers will turn out to have had unrealistic expectations about how fast the transformation of China's aviation market will happen. He says everyone's overly excited, quote, because we see it as our salvation, unquote. But he says that in time, the change will come. ANN reporter Maxine Shear found an interesting story at Whitman Regional Airport. Rob Riggin is a CFI and the president of Flying High Coffee. He estimates that if just 5 cents from every cup of coffee consumed by pilots was used to fund aviation scholarships and nonprofits, more than $20 million a year could be raised, every year. After market testing 7,000 cups of Flying High coffee on EAA volunteers and exhibitors last year, Rob has come to Oshkosh this year, committing 30% of Flying High coffee's profits to fund flight training and unique aviation education programs. This first year, he's chosen Able Flight and Girls with Wings. Flying High will make these first presentations at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday morning at the EAA Media Headquarters. Rob and his crew also have 3 booths on the grounds, if you'll excuse that term. One is at the main entry gate, another at the tram stop near the FAA control tower, and there's one at his main brewing tent along the path between hangars A and C. You can get a cup of coffee free, but a donation is appreciated. Stop by and get the rest of the story and a decent cup of coffee. The semi-rectangular area near Whitman Field's flight line that used to be known as the West Ramp was officially dedicated Monday as ConocoPhillips Plaza. The plaza is home to many of the featured attractions at AirVenture each year, ranging from historic warbirds to the latest innovations in flight. One of the marquee attractions at the plaza this year will be Boeing's new Dreamliner later this week. ConocoPhillips Plaza will also be home to presentations and meets and greets with airshow performers, innovators, and noted speakers on a newly constructed stage. And today at AirVenture, one of the items on the media agenda is a ceremony officially naming an area of ground near the main entrance, EAA Aeroshell Park. Yes, you could say the media schedule is slowing down. Finally today, old habits appear to die hard. EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski told the media at yesterday morning's briefing that he has a jar in his office into which he has to put a quarter every time he refers to Aeroshell Square. We understand it's approaching the scope of a college tuition fund. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Wei Chen, the first Chinese pilot to circumnavigate the world, about his trip, his country, and some other firsts he's achieved as China slowly opens to general aviation. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.